few last points about Kriyas and Megillah. So the halacha is that you have to hear every word of the Megillah. You have to hear every word. So if a person will be reading the Megillah, it talks about halacha, the case of a person reading a Megillah and he's been namnim, he's dozing a little bit, but obviously he'll be yotzik if he said every word. He said every word. The challenge which you have is a person who's listening and their mind starts to wander, or they start to doze, etc. So if they miss a word, they would not be yotzik. So that a person has to know, did you miss a word or not? So you have sometimes a level of listening where you're listening but not with the full focus, so you're getting distracted slightly. So the Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi from a Tzvi Frumer Zatzal suggests that the way you would know whether you're actually listening or not is when you stop wandering and you come back to, do you know exactly where you're holding? So if you have to search for the place, you're not sure which word you're saying, that's indicative of the fact that your mind is totally wandered and you really were not listening while the Balkari was reading. If immediately you know where you are, so that means that you're a phenomenal genius, or the problem is you were following along and you were aware at some level of what the Balkari was saying, and therefore you hope that's enough to say that you're Yotzei, the halacha of the Kriyas and Megillah. If a person did miss, you have to point out again that the Megillah has to be read in order, so if he would miss, he would have to go back from the point where he remembers that he was aware that he was focused, and he would have to read from that point onwards and catch up to the Balkari again, which could be problematic if you read a large part of the Megillah from a Chumash. That's equivalent to reading at Balpeh, and we have limitations, like we said yesterday, that the Megillah cannot be read Balpeh if it's too much or if it's a full inyan, etc. There are different minhagim in regards to the Seres B'nei Haman, whether just the Balkari reads it or the whole Tzibur reads it. It has to be read, the Chachila should be read B'neshima Achas. So if you're in a Tzibur which they are saying it along, you should take a deep breath and say all of them. I want to point out that the person who's a Balkari will be reading from the Megillah. He has to be very careful that he's reading every word from the Megillah. Preferably, he's reading every word from the Megillah. He should not be saying about that. So the challenge of the S's, the Ace Parshandos, the Ace Dal from Ace Espos, he has to keep moving his eyes back and forth, with not just saying the word Ace without looking at the word. He has to look at the word as he's saying it. One or two last points over here, that after the Kriya is finished, when the Kriya is done with Tzibur, there is a bracha at the end as well. We should not be mafsik, a person should not interrupt to speak at that point in time. The Shaar HaTzion actually has this, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you could, even if a person was mafsik, they could make the bracha. The Shaar HaTzion actually has the suffix, maybe that if the Balkari, if the Tzibur was mafsik, then he would not say the bracha anymore. So definitely careful to be that you should not be mafsik until you do that. The minig by day is that Tefillin says, since it says in the Megillah, Yehudim Ha'Yisra'ira, B'simcha V'sasa Mikar, and Chazal understand that Yikar is referring to Tefillin, so during the daytime, when we're the Shas, the Kriya, the people should be wearing the Tefillin. We do not take a Tefillin off until after the Kriya. In general, the Tzion is afterwards, anyway, a person should not be taking it off, but a person want to take it off and put it back on, etc. Tefillin should remain on until after the Kriya. If a person is reading along, this is one more last point over here, if a person is reading along, any time that you are saying some words that you need to be able to be yotze with, etc., you have to hear yourself. You have to say it loud enough that you can hear yourself, but also not loud enough that you're going to interrupt or some way disturb the person next to you who is trying to listen to the Balkari. So you have to have to find that correct balance of dibur, that you're saying loud enough that you can hear it, but not loud enough that you're going to be disturbing somebody next to you. Have a good morning, have a good Shabbos, and a fearless improvement.